I'm gonna have to go to Rockville after the show today to pick my car up, so I don't have to walk to Rockville.
As long as
tomorrow.
You're never going back to Annandale, you don't have to worry about it.
Lately, I've been going stir crazy. Maybe it'd be nice to get out of the house sometime. More snow, they say we might get some more snow. Oh no, I've been waiting for the sun too long. So I'll just sing, sing, sing till we thaw out in the spring. And even if it stinks and no one's listening, I'm still gonna sing.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for January 28th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. As always, this podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show, and we've got a lot to sing about today. This is episode 95 of the podcast, meaning we're only 5 weeks away from the 100th episode spectacular, celebrating the two-year anniversary of the TK Jingles podcast. So today we've got four new songs, then we're going to have a big collection of snow-related songs, like that intro there. As we had the blizzard of 2016 that came through here this past week and had me stuck in my house for 5 days with 2 feet of snow outside. And then we're going to play a classic clip, something that Patrick Moffat had sent in a little while ago that I thought was a great clip and a song to follow. Then we'll play some songs about Bone China. We'll do a little bit of a grab bag, and then we'll finish with a little note here. So let's get to the new music. So first, last week we played a song by Jason Fuse about Howard Feynman's folk era, and it was the Beastie Boys song, but done in that style. Now we have a collaboration with Jason, KJ, and John going totally folk with Peter, Paul, and Mary with Howard the Intergalactic Feynman. Then Sean Morrissey wrote an ode to the Prius driver that Tony was caught behind in that little dabbling of snow that we got before the big blizzard came through. Then a new one by me, triggered by something Tony said earlier this week about how the show is basically just his life. And then Rob and Jason with a collaboration about a headmaster putting a gun to students' heads. So let's get to it with some new TK jingles.
Intergalactic editor of the Huffington Post, but you know it's his folk era that we love the most. From Tony's show to Hardball, Howard's political pope. But when he gets on bass or 12 string, man, he sure is dope. Oh, Howard in a galactic fine man lives in D.C. Politics and guitar licks, all part of his pastiche. Howard in a galactic fine man lives in D.C. He'll break it down whether you're talking about baselines or policy. At the confluence of the three rivers, he formed his band, the Classics. They all came in with Dylan, convinced him to go electric. And I've heard they certainly were much better than Steely Dan. The bat mitzvah of Mark Lister's sister was like the Beatles on Sullivan. Oh, Howard in a galactic fireman lives in D.C. The Cadillacs, now where they at? Not pro-journalist on the reefs. Howard in a galactic fireman lives in D.C. As a journalist, he just can't miss, but you should hear his harmonies. Driving up Connecticut, moving stream of red lights.
is dope, just a fool in a Japanese car. Ice on the ground, you're sliding around. It's obvious that you can't drive. Don't pump the brakes when you come to a stop, 'cause you know that you won't start again. Black Prius driver, get the f*** off the road. That's the Satch honking at you to get over. And I'll bet that your steering wheel isn't heated. How's the hybrid working out for you, Prius driver? Do you know about a show that comes on after Mike and Mike? Some old guy likes to whine about traffic and snow. If you tuned in for sports, then tough luck, it's just his life. If you're not amused by the elderly, find a new show. Nobody said he could talk about his weekend plans. Nobody ever said he had to build an audience. He's rambling on, now he's playing songs. Is he just killing time before lunchtime? He's moved on, now it's talk about specific traffic lights. Some nasty stuff about his feet and his failing health. Like I said, not much sports, this is a show about his life. And if you think that it stinks, you can go f*** yourself.
Best friend was university president. He had an odd pedagogical philosophy to sell. He said you give a kid a couple months, if he's not tracking summa cum laude, you take out a gun. These rabbits are responsible for driving our metrics through the floor. Stick their heads in the toilets until they don't twitch anymore. For the life of me, I cannot remember why he thought this was the better way to go. Now he works at the Steak and Shake. Tutors may have made more sense, but he was glocking freshmen.
Go to the main two questions, which is how much and when will it start?
Your house in the upper northwest, I'm just going to say 23 inches when the whole thing is said and done.
Hear that, people? That wasn't a range. That was a number for those not paying attention.
Can I get out of my... I don't give ranges.
Can I get out on my deck and grill?
23.6 inches.
23.6
Can I grill? Will I be
get
able
out
to
the open stick.
Snowzilla's bearing down. And I'm so worried, wondering who'll dig me out. Us 1%ers can't do simple things like that. Yeah, we don't want to pay much, I might have a heart attack. And I'm living a great valet life. Strangers sending me stuff for free, yeah, I just love it. I'm wondering where they are now, the snow is 3 feet deep. Where, oh, where are the seeing boys? You know I need the seeing boys. Where can I find cheap labor like that? Where's that intern from my show? You know the one, what's her name, filled my tires. She ain't got another kid, but he seems kind of rude. I offered PTI swag, but he copped an attitude. Get Luke Russell on the phone. Maybe Ovi will come plow me out. I love hockey. Tell Michael that I died in an indoor avalanche. Tell me where are the seeing boys? I wish I had the singing voice. Where can I find cheap labor like that, like the singing voice? I wish I had the singing voice.
Can you grill your own toast? Are you stocked up on booze? If it's survival of the fittest, then you'll surely lose. You have $100 if the pilot light goes out. The Grim Reaper's surfing a snowicane wave. Do you want those golf scorecards displayed? Lining your coffin next week at your wake. Have you updated your will to include your third house? Could you bequeath me your old humidifier? You're gonna die soon, you're gonna die soon. Try to shovel out, you'll cultivate angina. You're gonna die soon, you're gonna die soon. You'll probably starve to death, you can't eat bone china. You're gonna die soon, you're gonna die soon. Buried in the rat hole that you're occupying. You'd better repent, and you'd better commence goodbye.
Buffalo snowstorm, it's a dread disaster. Here come a buffalo snowstorm to the heart of America. Nothing for Jamaica, it's for the District of Columbia. Awaiting its arrival, then fighting for survival. I mean it, when I analyze the stench, cannibalism made a lot of...
You know, friends, there comes a time in every man's life when all he wants, no, all he needs, is a schvitz.
Humidity's rising, stakes are on the coal, the seat next to me's open. But you know my eyes are closed, 'cause tonight, for the first time, I did what my father said. I drove to downtown Cleveland to schvitz with strange old men.
There's naked men and sambuca, there's naked men breaking bread.
I'm gonna try it, I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet.
There's naked men and sambuca, there's naked.
Well, the NAM and Euro and GFS all verified, and Storm Team 4 was on my TV all night. Closed my eyes and woke up to 2 feet plus out there. Gotta tip your cap, 'cause she and he got it right. Then it stopped, that's a shame. And you know wherever he was, Kev was begging, oh Kev, that it start up again. Winter's when he'll make the call. No interest in spring, summer, or fall. Sorry, Kevin, S980. Snow had to end. Snow had to end. Well, the sky above us did turn dark and full of clouds. And that old north wind sure did bring the snow. Tony fears the weather, knows his street won't be plowed, yeah. Soon he'll be knocking on the Mayflower's door. He sure lives a life of fame, brings red wine wherever he goes, the Palms Eric delivers his mail again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah, he's living larger than us all. And he'll say so, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to be in the 1%? Benny's in your billfold. Fans won't hurt you or desert you, but they'll shovel your walk if you let them. Oh yeah, he sure let them. People call out your name, browse about, won't feel the same.
Three:30 in the morning at a house in Northwest. A bald orange man is fearing another polar vortex. Or maybe a derecho will get his copy of the Post. He's obsessed with weather, and the thing that he fears most is the thunder snow. It's a thunder snow. The thunder snow is made by warm, moist air. When the clouds are cold, it makes unstable air. Electric charges form, and when they grow, well, then that's when you get thunder snow.
Keep your cool, it's just an inch or two. I wish nothing but you all are hit by a bus. I should have listened to him, should have rolled with Sheehan. Instead I'm stuck behind a guy in a Prius. At every block he's stopping, all for simple dusting. Get your ass off the road and free us. But that's just the first part, the worst is yet to start. Pepco will fail and I'll have to store my cottage cheese outside. No. And man, I stink at starting a fire. Even though I got wood, ain't no good. We're all gonna die. Gonna die. We're all gonna die. And it's here, the snowpocalypse. What a mess. Is coming 23.6. I won't be in on Monday. I'll be bunkered down in 2001522. Too much snow.
DC beat and hunkered down. Pat Collins' damn stick in the ground. Kevin's the best weatherman in town. Shovel snow with care. Doc says his blood pressure will rise. His skin's exposed, he's traumatized. Threshold of hell in the 20015. Shovel snow with care. I'm so tired of these damn snow pictures and these cross-country ski dudes. Somebody plow them off the road.
Not everybody got GM boys to lean on. Should have caught that outbound flight.
Sean Morrissey and Steve Lipton there with Shovel Snow with Care. And that Snowzilla montage included songs from Joe and Scott in Columbia, Rob and Jason, T. Chapel Aldridge, John Fitzpatrick, myself, and KJ Onstad. All right, now I wanted to play an old clip. This is the original Bocce Ball story, followed by the original Bocce Ball song. And for a long time, this was the only Bocce Ball song. This is almost 2 years ago. Tony told a story about losing a Bocce Ball in a hedge. And this is before the jingles really focused on old guy radio or anything like that. So when I did this song, I thought it would be the alpha and omega of Bocce Ball songs. We'd never hear about the story again, and that would be the end of it. Because at the time, frankly, I thought it was a pretty boring story. It went on forever, and it ended with them losing the ball. There was no resolution. Now, a year later, there was some resolution when they went in the hedge and they found it, and that inspired some awesome songs. It's just so funny, though, because things have changed so much in the last 2 years that if that story were told today, I guarantee you there would be five new songs within a week about it with all kinds of various angles and creative, you know, changes on it. And we've really just come a long way. So I wanted to play the original Bocce Ball story followed by what I thought would be the only Bocce Ball song, and thankfully wasn't, because we've had some really wonderful ones since then. So enjoy some Bocce Ball.
It's not even really ethical. I'm going to tell you the story and you tell me what you think. A couple of weeks ago, when Liz and Michael came over, Liz had bought a bocce ball set.
Right, you know mentioned
what,
playing
you know
some bocce
ball. Is. Bocce ball was referred to when I was younger as Italian lawn bowling. And there are courses for it, but we're just doing it in the backyard. And what you do is there's a small little ball. These are heavy. The actual bocce ball probably weighs 5 pounds. And the smaller ball probably weighs a pound or so.
It's like the size of a baseball or something, right?
Smaller ball is smaller.
Croquet ball.
Yeah, okay, right. Maybe a little smaller.
Well, the smaller ball.
What you do is four people can play, and you throw the white ball out, and wherever it lands, the goal is to get closest to the white ball.
With a bigger ball.
With a much bigger ball that you have to toss. Much bigger, heavier ball. And everybody gets one turn and then another turn. And you can, by the way, if somebody's close to the white ball and you can knock them the hell out of Dodge, you do it. I mean, and that's how I understand the game. Now, we're playing, we played a few times. Yesterday, Michael came over with Liz and Kate, you know, and Michael was going to cook, going to grill some steaks, and everything was fine. And so before we did
his grill or your grill?
His grill now. All right. His new grill. Which stays at my house and which I paid for.
Yeah, there's two grills now, right? You got his and yours now.
Right, and always his
big
grill.
Big gas grill?
No,
charcoal.
Yeah, it's a charcoal grill. It's a charcoal grill.
You should hydrate.
Anyway, Liz flipped. She was playing red. She was playing with the red. Michael was playing with the mustard color. I had the black, and Kate had the blue. Liz went deep. She went way deep, and it rolled off the lawn into this
thicket, the vine.
And then we all went looking for it briefly. I am going to step back from the microphone so somebody talk to show people on News Channel 8 what happened to my leg.
Tony's holding up his left leg.
Uh-oh.
Large,
big, long scratch.
Maybe a 6-inch scratch outside of that.
Not deep.
No, but, you know, it required
surface
a
surface wound.
Yeah, but it required a lot of water
and
complaining and then Neosporin.
I heard that this show stinks, but I had to find out why. Tony's awfully good on TV. Millions watch PTI. So I tuned in one day. Talked about bocce ball with his son. Everyone loves a good story, but sweet Jesus, that wasn't one. What has Tony done? My little friend. Old guy radio never seems to end. And he goes on and on. He's he's never short on words. They told me his show was bad, but somehow it's even worse.
The original Bocce Ball story is from June 2nd, 2014. So if you want to hear the whole thing, it's about 8 minutes long. I tried to just show some of the highlights here on the broadcast, because otherwise it would have been a whole freaking episode. But go check that out. June 2nd, 2014. You can hear the entire Bocce Ball story. And now there's another story from this past week that I found particularly funny. Only inspired two jingles that I'm aware of, though. So it was about bone china and the discovery that bone china is actually bone, which I didn't realize was a discovery. So anyway, we're going to play the clip, and then Steve Lipton and I both did a song. We'll play those two. Enjoy.
The bone china is up for grabs.
Yeah. Do you know the bone china is made from bone?
Whose bone?
Actual bone?
Animal bone. Isn't that kind of creepy?
So are you serious?
Fight club situation?
Is that what bone china meant?
Yes.
I just figured it was...
It's not just an expression, Mike.
Who wants to eat on the bones of a dead animal?
Wait,
terrible.
What? How did you know this?
Well, because it's called
former
bone
food editor.
China.
I had no idea.
Put that together.
Gary? What did you think?
I mean, you don't think there's cookie dough and chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, do you?
Polish that would look like a bone.
You thought it was just a euphemism?
Yeah. No,
I thought it was a brand name, like Arthur Court.
I thought bone china. Bone china meant that it was...
Jimmy Bone.
There was a certain fineness to it.
There is a certain fineness to it, which gives its translucence certain whitish color.
Right.
Which comes from bones.
Hmm.
Don't think I want to
you
eat
really
on that.
Learned something
Information
new
Information for life.
Really I've is. Utterly lost track of what I was talking about. Like,
when you eat grub, babe, now you know it's true. Hope you know there's bones, babe, baked in that china too. All love's mandibles, all love's mandibles, baked in ground up bones, loaves. Let's make me freak, let's make me freak.
Show so much information, like today I learned that Bone is a British corporation. If that sounds dead wrong, you're on the right track, 'cause the truth's disgusting.
The Bone China songs. Now we have our traditional grab bag here. The number one jingle of the week, Putin on the Spritz by Rob Berg. And the original Avocado by Sean Morrissey, who we've heard a lot from today. This was actually the very first jingle he submitted. And a new version was on the show yesterday. Got a huge response. I think Jack Wright did it by Tim Kirkjian. They played it a couple times now. It's great. But you've heard that. So the one you haven't heard, I wanted to go back and play this. This is from last fall with Sean Morrissey, who's been making a big impact on TK Jingles over the past few months.
In Politburo, they call me Vlad the Inhaler. I love this stuff! If you're black and blue because I beat hell out of you, giving me sweaty armpits, Putin on the Spritz. Want to smell nice when greeting members of competing crime syndicates? Putin on the Spritz. Dressed up like Alexander Litvinenko. Can't concentrate?
maybe supplement with ginkgo, or could be radiation poisoning. Let's meet in Red Square. No one there. Last smell of your life. It's Putin on the spritz. Have you seen my hockey skills? Like golf scores of Kim Jong-il. I play with former pros. I score 8 goals. Posing shirtless for Russian women. You are envious. You are forgiven. You tell me to put my shirt on. I kill you. Need a scent that naked men respect when out on town for a steak and a schwitz. Putin on the spritz. Shout out to Jerry Negrelli and Steve Lipton on schwitzing. Do svidaniya.
Avocado. Oh, you ain't getting much riper. Tim, you were hungry and your time's almost up. You gotta mash it and grab some lime and cilantro. You're gonna make some guacamole. Make some guacamole. You better make some guacamole before it goes bad.
All right, that just about does it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I wanted to end with one note here from iTunes, Biggs49, with a new iTunes review. It says, after 2 years, this podcast continues to deliver. The jingles are outstanding and commentary is welcome, witty, and appreciated. Congrats on your anniversary. So for those of you that enjoy this podcast, please leave some feedback on iTunes or find me on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli and just let me know what you think. I'd like to end now with one of the early songs that I did about Kevin Sheehan and his weather forecasting. I thought it was very appropriate this week, as we had the Snowzilla of 2016 and so much focus on Kevin and the weather. I'll be back here next week with episode 96 of the TK Jingles Podcast, counting down to episode 100 on March 3rd. Make sure you're here for that one. It's going to be awesome. So until number 96, I don't know, keep jingling.
I woke up today and found no snow on the ground. And you know Kevin told us all we'd see how it played out. And Monday morning he's always right about the precip that we had last Thursday night. When I get the urge for knowing, I tune into Tony's show. When I get the urge for knowing what the weather will be like 5 months from now, Kevin S. is world renowned. I ride with Sheehan.
I had Putin great. On the schwitz well, in my head that? The entire day. Yesterday. Putin on the schwitz.
Very, very good.